Randala.
Chivoto.
We'll wait for another person, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sure.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'll be starting in a minute.
Chivoto.
Chivoto. Sorry for the delay in starting, but we'll be very short. Please join me in saying the Abba-Koa. Anabekoa. The Gula Chimera. Ta. Se. Alafekino Yuka Sadi. Babel Rinat. Amcha Sadvenu. No ra kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dor she yehu ka kiva va shayan nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the dalad that created the planet Mars, the planet Ma'adim, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word for judgment, Din. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha
Amen.
Betet reish sadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh
erotot.
Ma'adatah. Esuf bet et nunayim. Yachid geyeh yam ha'pono. Yud Gimel Lamed, Zion 2. Shavatenu Kadon, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea, Kalumo, Shin Kufal, Zadi Yutta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation through the utilization of this 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adonai Yohe Wahe. El Rahum Verhamun. Eres Apaim. Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Noter Chesed La'alafim. Noseawon Va'fesha. V'chata'a V'nakeh. Now we're going to read the verses from the Tanakh that relate to this year, 5777, the year of the goat, and a few previous years. The first of the two verses that relate to this year is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod kaduni tzat ufor o yavai unam. The first letters of that verse, and I'm getting a lot of background noise, so I would appreciate it if you mute your phone, press star 6. When you want to ask a question, press star 6 a second time, and you'll be able to hear it. Tzatz ki'ach, and this translates as appear like brothers. Those final letters of these five words of the verse, Dir Yam, translates as a sea of tenants. And both of these ideas relate to this year of the goat, which also relates to the holiday of Yom Kippur through the two goats that are sacrificed on that day. The second verse that relates to this year has the name of the year spelled out within the verse by counting seven letters between each of the four letters of the year's name, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. Kim Vadonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadabaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. That's Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Now, in the year 5776, the year of the pause, we had also two verses, the first of which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Baraka Kohanim. Ayulimat willo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse is that connects to 5776, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Ki Bia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olamim. In the year 5775, the year the potential to swallow death forever, we have three verses. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni Lo Tarpeni Ad Bili Ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23, the second of the three verses. Uru Mikol Hamachavo Iya. Asher Yidchabe Sham Wishavtem Eli El Naho. Wehalakti Iitem. Wichayim Yeshno. Varetz Vichipasti. O Tov B'kol Alfei Yehuda. And Job chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. And in the year 5774, the year that we had the opportunity to bring peace in the Middle East, and we brought the ceasefire, and we wish to keep that ceasefire in place and continue it and expand it to the other directions. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan tahta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And then the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which begins just tonight, is the 26th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Simcha ben Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Abba ben Rabbi Yitzhak Avokatseria. Rabbi Shlomo Segal. Rabbi Raphael Hoken of Hamburg. Rabbi Arya Mordechai Halberstam of Shinova. Rabbi Elia Jaransky. Rabbi Mordechai Zimmerman. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout by going to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, will give you a link to all of the 54 parashiyot. Scroll to where it says Parashat Toldot. When you open that up, tonight's class is in section 4 regarding the verse they struggled within her. We're starting with Pasuk 25, and we'll say L'Shem Yehud as we start. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bifhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta Shem Yudhe Bavate, Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayahino Amadunai Elohenu Alenu Maaseya Deno Kononeh Alenu Maaseya Deno Kononehu. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Kuti Vaitra Tatsu Kabanim Bekirba Watomer Im Kain Lama Ze Anochi Vatelech Lidrosh Et Hashem Va'anatar Azlat Leve Midrasha Tishem Vyever Vaitro Tzatzu Chabanin Bekirba Tetaman Hawa Ahurasha Deesav Agach Karava Peya Peyakov Vaitro Tzatzu Itbaru Kima Yamrinan Ratsats Et moto moho, it baru daim da, it pelagu, tahate da sitra, diroke nachash, peda sitra diroke, al karsia shile mata, kadisha besitra, Dishim Shalishama Shah Sihara. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, it is written, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Hashem. Where did she go? To the academy of Shem and Ever. The children struggled together within her, because the wicked Esau was warring against Jacob there. The term struggle, the Hebrew word bayit rotsatsu, is similar to the expression to break, the Hebrew ratsats, one's head, for they struggled and were divided. Come and behold, Esau was of the side of he who rides the serpent, Samach Mem, while Jacob was of the side who rides the perfect holy throne of the side of the sun, Zeran Pin, that is united with the moon, the Nukva. My commentary is simple because the verse is clear as it is written. But if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask or to send me an email. Pasuk 26. V'tachatze begin deit meshach Esav avatreya dehahu nachash Hazel imeyo imeya Yaakov Ba'akima k'nachash v'yihu charkim v'yihu azel ba'akimu k'davar acher v'chanachash haya arom v'gomer chakim v'yovado diyako v'gabeya hawo Leya kenachash v'hakeitz derich Leya begin liam shaka Leya le'esav batreya dehahu Nachash v'it perash Mineya v'la yehei Leya hulaka Imeya bialma den uvalma diate betaninan balhargegacha achimant bekadleya ketiba veten akav et achiv diashreleya letata behahu Akev hahidiktiv, biyado cheset, biyakev esav, deshave yedo, al hahu akev, lekaf Yalea. The translation. Come and see. Since Esau followed on the serpent, Jacob dealt with him slyly, as the serpent was cunning and had crooked ways. As it is written, the serpent was craftier, which means that he was cunning and sly. What Jacob did with Esau was serpent-like. This was as it ought to have been, by making Esau go after that serpent, so that he would be separated from Jacob, and thus share nothing with him in this world or in the world that is coming. Thus we learn, he who comes to kill you, hasten to kill him first. It is written, in the womb he took his brother, by the, which means that he lowered him down by the heel, that is, separated him from holiness, and lowered him into the side of defilement called heel, which at the end of is at the end of holiness. This is the meaning of, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. For he put his hands on the heel to subjugate him to holiness. My commentary. On its surface, the pasuk is clear, yet there are issues that need to be revealed. Why is it necessary to deal with the serpent as a serpent? And this comes from the idea that everything in the world is based on perfect justice. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Also, once something is subjugated to holiness, then that can never be changed. Even in the illusion operates consistently. Pasuk 27. Davar acher v'yado o cheset dilayakel l'me pach mineya mikol vakol elav yado o cheset pakev esav dasichara tit kasya dehora begin ekev deesav. The Alda Itzterich Leia Lemeha Imea Behach Meta Begin de la Chayayo Leia Letata Beita Bak Beat Rea. The translation. Another explanation of the verse. And his hand took hold, is that Jacob could not be separated from him entirely. So his hand held the heel of Esau. His hand is the moon, which is the Nukva, called the hand of Tiferet, which is Jacob, whose light was darkened because he held Esau's heel. Therefore, Jacob needed to be clever with him to push him down, so he would cleave to his place in the other side and be completely severed from holiness. My commentary. When one plays with the negative system, one gets dirty and is affected. Learn this well. The pasuk is giving an explanation for why Jacob needed to act as a serpent. It is not something that comes free of charge. This means one will have consequences for making like a serpent, even if it is the correct action at that time. Pasuk 28. Vayikra shemo Yaakov kucha barichu kareleya Yaakov adai. Tachatze ketiv hake kara shemo Yaakov nikra shemo la ketiv Ela kara shemo yaayach veini Vadai chama leya Ku Shabarishu Yahahu Hivya Kadma Ihu Sakim Lavasha Kewandiata Yaakov Amar Achbadai Hakim Lekivleya Ugin Kachkaraleya Yaakov. The translation. And he called his name Jacob, means that the Holy One, blessed be he, assuredly called him Jacob. Come and see, it is written, and he called his name Jacob, and his name was called Jacob. But did he not rightly call him Jacob? For he was supplanted me. He has supplanted me. The Hebrew is Ya'akveni. This refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, who called him Jacob. Surely the Holy One, blessed be he, saw that the primordial serpent was wise in an evil way. When Jacob came, the Holy One, blessed be he, said that he must be wiser than the serpent. Therefore he called him Jacob, who became known for his wisdom. He knew how to deceive the serpent and to separate him from all things holy. My commentary. We read this pasuk. There is much wisdom in this pasuk as how to behave with negative people in your life. Also, according to this pasuk, Jacob and the children of Israel are being given creator rights over the lower worlds, having to do with the idea of supplanter, which is one of the translations of the name Jacob. Pasuk 29. Ha'okim na v'kol atar v'yikra sitam Ha'ihu darga v'atra'a kima diktiv V'yikra el Moshe v'gomer v'haka v'yikra shemo Yaakov v'kol atar Shemeya laikre al yada de barnash batar achara maketi vayikra lo el elohe Yisrael kudsha barichu kara leya leyako el amar lo ana el aha The translation. We have already explained that wherever it is written he calls, without alluding to who called, it is the lower grade, the Nukva, as it is written, and called Moshe. It is the Nukva who called to Moshe, and here it is written, and he called his name Jacob. Here too it is the Nukva of Zeranpin who called his name Jacob. For no man even named Jacob, as it is written elsewhere, and called it, literally him, El, the Elohim, Yisrael. This is the Holy One, blessed be he, who called Jacob El. He said to him, I am El among the upper, and you are El among the lower. This is to show that he was not named by flesh and blood, but by the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary. This is an amazing pasuk. This confirms what was said above in the commentary. Hashem has delegated to human beings control of the lower worlds. What will you do with this control? Will you learn how to manifest the control? Pasuk 30. Utahaze Yaakov Hawayada Desav Awaleya Lidabaka Behahu Hivya Akima Bialda Bekolovado Itmashech Aleya Kehivya Akima Ahara Beachmeta Bakimu Wehake Itsterich Beatyayo Dakiha Diamar Ribi Shimon Madikti Vaivra Elohim Et Hataninim Hagdolim Dayakov Esav Bet Kol Nefesh Chachaya Aromeset Ilein Shar Dargin Devenaihu Vadaita Ved Yaakov Chakim Lekivleya Tehahu Chivya Achara v'hake it's Teresh. The translation. Come and see. Jacob knew that Esau had to cleave to the tortuous serpent. As a result, in all that Esau did, he acted as slyly and crookedly, just like another tortuous serpent. This is as it ought to be. This agrees with the words of Rabbi Shimon. And Elohim created the great crocodiles, which refer to Jacob and Esau. And every living creature that moves refers to the levels between them. For Jacob and Esau are called crocodiles, that is, serpents, as has been explained. Esau was a tortuous serpent, and Jacob drew against himself a kind of tortuous serpent. By necessity, Jacob needed to behave wisely to stand against the other serpent. This is as it must be. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. But we are aware that there are consequences of acting like a serpent. Pasuk 31. Ugin kach bekol yarcha vayarcha chad sair begin liam shaka Leia liatreya veit berash min sihara Wekein biyome dikipure liakrava hahu sair Veda behachma leshalta aleya Wilayakel liavasha Dikti v'nasa chasair alav et kol avonotam el eretz gezera v'yokmuha dedaisav dihu sair v'kola b'chachma uvramaut legabeya maitama Mishum diktiv, v'imikesh titpaltal, v'gindi hu chivya. Bisha yakim rucha, chakim liavasha. Aste leila v'aste letata. The translation. For that reason, one he-goat is sacrificed monthly to draw the serpent to his place, so that he will be separated from the moon, the nukva of Zeranpin, whose light was covered by Esau's heel. In addition, as a he-goat should be sacrificed on Yom Kippur. This is done with wisdom, so as to control the serpent, so that he cannot do evil. This is the meaning of the verse, and the goat, the Hebrew word is sa'ir, shall bear upon it all their iniquities. This refers to Esau, who is hairy. Hebrew is sa'ir. All of this was done wisely and cleverly. Why? Because it is written, and with the perverse, you will show yourself subtle. This is the evil serpent, the tortuous spirit, wise in wickedness, who accuses above and incites below. My commentary. Learn this lesson from Psalm chapter 18, verse 27, which is quoted above. The negative system incites people to do negative actions and then reports on them to the Bet Din, to the courts above. Pasuk 32. Ugin kach Yisrael mekadmin v'hachmin leya b'chachma Yakimu begin dila, Yakili avasha, Ushalta, Bialda, Yakov dihu, Biraza dim hemnuta, Kolovado legabe, Desav begin dila, Yahav dukta, Leya lehahu, Hivya lesava, Maktusha vilayat rev, Legabeya vilayishlot, Vialma vialda, Laitzferis leya, Leavraham leidnahaga, Biokma vila yitzak, begin di esav dihu, sitra dehahu, tibya adla ata, lealma aval, yakov dihu, mareya deveta, ibae leya, Lekai ma lekiv leya, tihahu ibya, tila yehev leya, shalta nuta kalal, lisava be makasha, tiyakov vialda, it's terish liyakov, yatir mikol bene alma. Ugin kach Yisrael, kadishin yitbariru. Hulak avveya, dekucha barichu. Diktiv kichilech, Hashem amo, Yaakov hevel, nachalato. The translation. For this reason, Israel hastens to treat him with sly wisdom, so he will not be able to cause evil and rule. Therefore, Jacob, who is imbued with the true faith, treated Esau in all that he did, so that there would be no place for that serpent to defile the temple or approach it and thereby rule the world. Thus Abraham did not need to have behaved slyly, and neither did Isaac. For Esau, who was on the side of the serpent, had not yet come into the world. But Jacob, the landlord, the husband of the Shekhinah, had to stand against that serpent to prevent him from ruling and defiling the temple of Jacob, the Nukva. Therefore, Jacob had to fight him more cleverly than the rest of the people in the world. Hence, because Jacob fought with him slyly and bought his birthright and the blessings from him, Holy Israel were chosen to be the part and portion of the Holy One, blessed be He. As it is written, for Hashem's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of His inheritance. My commentary. In my opinion, this is where the Jewish sages get the idea that since they are the only revealed tribe still in the physical world, everything that happens comes from this idea that Jacob and the Jews are the lot of Hashem's inheritance. That's the end of the section, the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? You'll need to unmute your phones by pressing *6 again to ask a question. While I'm waiting for that, classes this coming week, Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. Is there a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jack.
In terms of dealing with evil or negative people, you said you get dirty work. I think that's what you said.
I said you get dirty, yes.
Yeah.
And there's a consequence to behaving slyly, even though that's the right thing to do for at certain times.
Okay. I'm sure that's true. So I was told to try to stay away from these people. If one sees somebody who acting slyly or negative, just to try to stay away from them.
And that is the recommendation of many of the righteous people, suggesting to people who are not righteous. But at some point, every person in their life, as part of their tikkun, will need to deal with a sly person. Because everything that happened to Jacob happens to every one of his descendants. It's all related to the sin of Adam, and it's related to the correction of the sin of Adam that each individual person has as their responsibility. So there are times that it is good to stay away from negative people, but there are other times when it's good to behave slyly. How do you know which is true? You develop your intuition through the tools of the Hebrew letters, the Zohar, the Anabakoach, and the study of Kabbalah, so that you will know when it is the righteous thing to do to behave slyly, and you will know when it is the righteous thing to do to stay away.
Okay.
Any other questions? So as I was saying about the classes this week, at 10:30 tomorrow morning, we will be starting a new series of classes related to meditation that helps you know and develop your own intuition. It'll be from a book that was written by the Ari's teachings through Rabbi Chaim Vital. Then at 2:00, there will be a class, a basic class, and this time we're going to finish teaching about the Anabakoach and start to teach about the 72 names. Monday at 4:30 West Coast times. All of these times are West Coast times. So in the East, add 3 hours. In the Central Zone, add 2 hours. At 4:30 West Coast time, we have a mini Zohar class, which lasts about a half hour. And while there is no handout for that class, we delve deeply into each pasuk. And we start at the beginning, and we're still in the parasha of Bereshit. At 7:00 West Coast time, we will have an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, also a mini Zohar class. And at 7:00, we will have a continuation of our teachings of the 10 Sefirot, Talmud Esser Sefirot by Rabbi Ashlag. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we will have our Rosh Chodesh connection for the new month of Kislev. Highly recommended to make those connections for Rosh Chodesh. Thursday at 4:30, we will have a class on advanced reincarnation. And at 7:00, we will have a regular Zohar class. Next Saturday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a Zohar class on the new parasha, the new energy of the new week. And that follows the 6:00 class, which is a Havdalah ritual, which I apologize for some reason didn't happen tonight due to the conference calls. A mistake I must have made. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Shavuot Tov, a good week. A week filled with peace. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.